This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A Southeast Texas congressman says he won't run for re-election when his term is up next year. News 88.7's Alexander Hart has more on the announcement from Republican Congressman Morgan Luttrell.
Luttrell represents Texas's 8th Congressional District, a solidly red seat that extends north and northeast of Houston and includes a small section to the city's west. In a statement Thursday, Luttrell said he is not seeking a third term and said he's, quote, choosing a different path. He did not specify what his future plans would be, but says he will finish out the remainder of his term through the end of 2026. The former Navy SEAL was first elected in 2022, beating his Democratic opponent by more than 36 percentage points. Luttrell's office did not respond to request for comment. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
24 years since 9/11, the University of Houston held a remembrance ceremony on campus this morning. News 88.7's Tom Barumian tells us how the community is reflecting on the day.
Donnell Young, the Associate Vice President and Dean of Students at the University of Houston, talked about how new generations are understanding and feeling about the tragedy of that morning in 2001.
We're noticing that now we have students that were not born when 9/11 occurred. But I think the beauty of this event is having students learn history and the impact of this day and how it impacted their parents and their loved ones and the impact on our entire community.
Thursday's event showed the somberness and grief of that day as single roses were laid at the two-ton girder that was once part of the two towers standing tall over Manhattan. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Texas drivers are paying slightly more for gas this week. AAA Texas says the statewide average is $2.80 a gallon. That's up 2 cents from last week. And the Astros are playing the Blue Jays in Toronto this afternoon. Right now, they're in the bottom of the eighth, and Toronto leads 5-0. Our forecast for tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low should be around 75 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.